up, everybody? It's your boy Supervise. I'm back. Thank you all for letting me have a little bit of a break. We're going to change up things a little bit just to help get everything going. But anyway, on this episode of the podcast, we've got Donnie from Nisha Mystic. We talk about Nisha Mystic and them getting back together over the summer period, but also future endeavors. And just, bro, we just yarn pretty much. Thank you, everybody on the Patreon that's been really, really patient with me and letting me have some time to not burn out. I'm still getting there, but I just want to say thank you. And if you want to get on there, go and check out the Patreon. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed this potty. I'll be back at the end, yeah. Today on the podcast, I think everything's good to go. I've got my good friend Donnie from Nisha Mystic. Donnie, brother, it's so good to see you. Now, here's the thing, bro. You were the very first, guest that I had. I had guests on, but they're all, fucking the bros. And then you're the first, the bros slash people know you guest that I've ever had on, bro.
Me?
Yeah.
Before the cameras went on for your guest.
Yeah. And, bro, that's probably one of the things my computer couldn't handle it, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But, bro, it's fucking, yeah. And now look at us, eh?
Wow, flash ass, bro.
Oh, brother. So, oh man, it's good to get you back on, bro. I think you were episode 13, 12, and this is 107 or 8 now.
Damn.
Bro, I've been
a year in, bro.
I know, bro. It's been a year in. I've been staying consistent, bro.
Choice.
You know, that's what it's all about. Anyway, brother.
That's it.
Thank you for coming back on. What's been happening with you, G?
Bro, just real life. Yeah. Real life. Yep. Fucking a lot. Been on this long health thing going on with me and my body and my eyes, and finally having an operation on Thursday. So, yeah, no, it's been a long 6 years or so. People that follow me on Insta or Twitter or anything really would have seen that I always post up. I'm at Greenland Hospital.
Yeah,
getting injections and shit. So
I remember when COVID and you had to go in, and just all of the portions that went on during that lockdown. I was like, fuck. I was like, shit, Tony got fucking, because bro, you were sick as shit, G.
Yeah,
remember when the lockdown happened? And I was like, what the fuck? Is Donnie got the vid going on? Shit.
Donnie got the vids. Donnie got the C-vids. Yeah. Nah. But yeah, nah. Went into the hospital then, and that was all crazy. They were real. Fucking felt like you were in proper quarantine, like zombie quarantine going into the hospital then. So, yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Anyway, bro, back to your eyes, brother. So you've been dealing with this for 6 years now.
Yep.
Have they found out what the issue is, or
they've kind of got a name, but it's an autoimmune disorder.
Okay.
That either affects your heart, lungs, liver, eyes. So I got my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was even off work for 8 months at some point because I couldn't drive and I couldn't see things clearly. But my text on my phone, you know, your text is usually size 8. Nah, mine was just to read the. Yeah. Well,
it's good things are in rolling now and in place, and you're having an operation, and you know, because I think that's the hardest thing, is not knowing what's next. You know.
Oh, bro, that is the hardest. And when people ask you what's going on, and you don't have a name to give them, or don't have a reason, it's just because my body said so.
Yeah, my eyes are whack because my body's like, brother, what are you up to? That's it.
Yeah. It's probably from all the alcohol abuse over the years, traveling with the boys around the world. So
it's probably karma coming back. All those sin that you saw, brother, from the boys, not you.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the sin that you witnessed, bro. It's like you didn't say shit, Donnie. It's time. It's time to get yours.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Well, bro. It's cool that we got you back on because Homegrown, you guys were at Homegrown, first time back. Fuck, what was that like, G? That must have been me now.
That was awesome. It was a cool buzz. Dope weekend, catch up with the boys. We got Filetti's daughter up with us to perform, which was wicked. Finally sharing a stage with her. She's talented.
Right.
If you haven't seen him and his daughter do What's it called? Unmixed tape.
That's the most wholesome shit I've ever seen on the internet, G.
Yeah. No, it's wicked. And just to see him being able to write with his kids the way he writes with us is wicked. Like, bro, talented fam. Just, talented fam.
Bro, just sharing things. Like, just, I don't know, like just gifts that you've accumulated with your kids. Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
Bro, yeah, and that's, that. Like, lately, the boys' kids have been turning 18, so we've been taking them to shows, and we took Dave's son down to Wellington as well, first time with us, and, you know, watching this kid run around in nappies, and now he's standing in the bar with me. It's like... Right. Buzzy. Right.
Makes you feel old as shit, eh?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Makes you feel old as shit. Bro, but you know what? Something else, though, that I mean, I wasn't there, bro, but I saw the videos, is that, bro, these kids that saw you guys as their kids, like, when they were, like, 10 to 15, they're, yeah, like, 25, 26, 27 now, and they know all the words, bro.
Yeah, man. Nah, it was cool. It was real cool. Like, the buzziest thing for me was stages were back-to-back down there, okay, and we had Stan Walker on the stage right behind us. So, at the same time, but we were, you know, facing the opposite way. But our crowd was just as dope, yeah, which was cool. Like, all ages, too, which was wicked. Seeing a whole bunch of artists come through and show love. Yeah, because a lot of them wouldn't have seen us performing in so long too, so
when was, yeah, man, before that one, when was the last time that you guys actually performed together?
Would have been One Love last year.
Okay,
but yeah, you know, you got to be in for the whole reggae vibes for the whole weekend if you want to go down there, so
yeah.
And before that, bro, would have been like another some festival 5 or 6 years before that, unless you're in Aussie we kept frequently, so yeah, I don't know.
I remember that because, yeah, you guys were touring Aussie quite a lot, but not New Zealand. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe the bag's better over there. And then,
yeah. A lot of cuzzies over here going, hey, my bro, can you do a show for us? We'll don't even give you a bed. We'll give you a bar tab. And it's like, bit beyond that, my bro. So, yeah.
There must be a lot of people, like, it was cool to see you fellas get up and perform and get back to it, but it must be really cool that just, like, the memories and the nostalgia for a lot of these people still, like, still kick, bro. As soon as, yeah, like, the first drum beats hit, or as soon as, like, they're, it's on, when the sun goes down, bro, and people are just like, oh, shit! And
yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, it's amazing what people link music, what memories they link music to and how they do it. And, you know, it lives on forever. Like, you know, you could think of a song you heard of when you were little and you're just back in that moment again. So, yeah, I guess our music has done that for a bunch of people over the years as well. So,
yo, and what,
blessed, bro.
Blessed hard. But the other thing is like what, like, each song kind of represents for everybody, which is all a different kind of thing. For you, bro, it's completely different. Because that time, yeah, especially like the first album, because the first album, you guys are still teenagers, and that would have been, and we talked about that on the last party, but that would have been just like a different beast to what you guys had to do on Elevator Music, you know? These different things would have just been crazy.
Yeah, we had a lot to learn from that first one. Like, so we had, I'm pretty sure I said this last time, but we had 18 years to write that first album.
Mm.
So we had a whole bunch of stories to pick from and turn into songs. And then following that up with the freshman album, it was pressure, like, to keep the same quality. But then we've, you know, finally learning music properly, we realized, oh, sorry, bro, my computer just went to sleep.
You're all right, bro. I still got you.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah, okay, I still got you, brother. Back in.
come back.
This guy, come on, bro. You're supposed to be a computer technician here, mate.
Oh, bro. I don't know what happened. Just on a, don't touch it and then get, there we go.
There we go, yep, brother. I'm still here with you. Yeah, because I think, well, we talked about before around the progressions between each album, but I think, like, just memory-wise, like, when you get up there and you have to, like, let's say at One Love, like, those,
yep,
It must be like riding a bike in terms of like remembering those lyrics, bro. You'll like start a couple in and then you just go, right? It's autopilot.
Yep. That's for me personally, yep. But I can't say that about the other boys. Sometimes the autopilot's veering off.
It's going towards the pub. Oh.
Yeah. Going towards the after party already. That's autopilot, bro. After you've been doing it for 20 odd years, yeah. It's like any of your songs that you know that's your favorite song, you know all the lyrics, you know it's there. Like, you know, somebody busts California Love, you know what, yep. What verses you're busting out straight away because it's just, yeah.
It's muscle memory, you know?
That's it.
Yeah, and it's just like playing the guitar. Like, you know where the chords are, but then when you've listened to something for so long, and you must have heard those songs a lot, bro, like, Legion Style would have been straight, fuck, at least 100,000 plays, I reckon, in your...
Bro, at least, yeah easily. I reckon, yep. Legion Style, bro, I wrote that when I was 14, so, yeah.
Yeah. That's the shit, where we talk about it. yeah, fucking far out. But, here's a question that I went back and I re-listened to the podcast that we did, and there was one question, bro, that I was like, why didn't you ask this question, Tim? And it was around, like, if you could do it all again, bro, like, if you could go back to yourself at Western Springs and then just go, hey, brother, just be careful, like, this is what you need to understand. Do you know what it would be?
Yeah, it would be, for me personally, would be, fuck, keep an eye on your money.
Yo.
That's it. Like, yeah, nah, when you're young and you're, you know, on top of the world. You don't worry about the future and the savings and that. Some of the brothers in the crew did. You know, they're all right. They got some houses and stuff. Mm. The rest of us got fat.
Shit. Fuck, I need to tell myself that shit.
Yeah. Nah, but yeah, it would be, to be honest, be more careful with my money and, bro, invest. The stuff I wish I knew then that I don't know is, yeah.
What's the dumbest thing you bought then?
Oh, heaps of dumb things.
Did you buy one of those watches, bro, that had the spinner on it, G? And you just went like
nah,
this?
Nah. But I got into the bling watches and that, but I was never, nah, I didn't spend waste money on those stuff. So I found deals and yeah, I was pretty smart with those. Probably just the amount of money I spent in the weekends and that raging. I could have gone to another country and experienced something. Like, you know, it's those things. Could have went to Raro for the weekend instead of being in Auckland City. Ooh, same thing as you did last weekend, kind of buzz. So, yeah.
I'm going to call bullshit on that, okay? And I'll tell you why. I've been out with you, and you get everything for free. It's not even you'll fucking do. I remember going out with you on the Twitter days once. I've been out once, and I was just hanging around you. I wasn't me. I was just, like, hanging with fucking Case and that. And, bro, it was almost like some mafia shit. Like, they were just like, here, brother, you want a drink? And you were like, what do you want, brother? And I never saw you take your card out at all, my G.
Maybe it came out at the end of the night. I'm not sure.
Maybe they just charged it to the fucking tab. Like, yeah.
Charged it to the game. And, yo.
Oh, brother. But, like, what about, like, in terms of, and I asked you this before, like, because I interviewed Kings, and he's an independent artist. And there's a lot of things like these days. Back in your day, you couldn't do that because there wasn't an internet like there is now.
Yeah.
Would you, if you were Donnie at Western Springs right now, what would be the impression that you would say around what pathway to go?
Bro, it's, I don't know, the game's changed so much. Like, as you said, like, Kings does everything himself, does his photography, does his videoing, does his editing, does his producing, everything himself. Back when we started, bro, we didn't know Jack. We didn't know shit at all. So we had a whole bunch of people point us in the right direction. And yeah, the labels had heaps of input into things, but we tried to be as independent as we were. That's why our sound was the way it sounded, because we had nobody telling us creatively what to do, which is, yeah, kind of what King's Buzz is. But yeah, well, with the labels that we were with, we had pretty much distribution and what's it called? Promotion and distribution deals. So we weren't actually tied to the labels, which was cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, like, watching the Dawn Raid doco.
Yeah.
And, like I kind of understood the music industry, like, just we're talking with you and other people.
Yeah.
But then watching that, I thought, oh, okay, like, these bros, they just went out, did their own thing. Like, did you guys have any ties with them when you were coming through the game in terms of just, I don't want to say deals, but you just, you know?
Yeah. Right in the beginning, before we signed to anybody, we had a contract offer from them as well.
Oh, yep.
There was contracts all over the place, but yeah, I think they were just starting, so we didn't want to risk that well. So
fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is, yeah, why we kept everything under our own camp. So yeah.
So then it went from, like, so you guys did the Rock Quest and you guys started coming out. And then, like, who was the first dude that, like, saw you, or, like, that saw you and said, oh, yeah, these guys have got something?
But believe it or not, it was actually, do you remember a Kiwi singer named Marie Sheehan?
Yep.
Like, around the time Moana and the Moor Hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marie Sheehan. Wow. She, like, picked us up and babied us and
but she was on school, the, I think. Was she on the Smoke for the Rock Quest, like, crew? No?
No, I think she was just with our school trying to help the bands.
Oh, okay.
Like, helping our school out, helping our teacher out. And then, she ended up recording us, taking us back to her place, and recorded us over some real whack-ass drum beat. And Dave chucked a gat over it, and then we did the song, Nisha Style. And then, yeah, we were actually proud of it. We were like, fuck, this is our song recorded.
Sure.
And then, we ended up getting funding for that. And then Simon Holloway from Beaver Records, who did all the UPR, Urban Pacifica, mixing and mastering, AKA Brown's Something I Need, all of that.
Hold up for a second, hold up. Bro, how good is AKA Brown, G?
Oh, bro, the best.
Underrated. Best
I remember seeing.
That's all I fucking, that's all we used to get pumped at the discos, G.
Yeah. Yep. And then, I remember we was out at the Manurewa Family Festival.
Oh, shh.
And bro, this would have been 1998. And I was just standing there in the car park, you know, watching the locals. I think I was following Marviel around at the time, because Marviel were dope. And yeah, me and my best mate, we were little fanboys that used to like to follow these girls around to different concerts. And yeah, we were sitting there watching, and then fuck, these two brown fellas jumped on stage and sounded like Casey and JoJo. And we were like, what the fuck is this?
Because that was like when Casey and JoJo were like the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then fuck, we had two brothers from our hood on the stage dressed like Americans and sounding like, bro, like exactly like them. I was like, that's crazy.
Well, Chon Lee's still in the game though, right?
He is. Yep. And I think the brother Sam Feo, he's based in Melbourne. Last time we caught up with him, bro. But that was a good 10 years ago. But bro, yeah, man, that was super dure.
I was at JC when Marvia. Yeah. I was third form, bro. When Marvia was still at school, G.
Yeah,
right. Straight up, they were like, because they were like at school.
Yeah,
they were.
They were at your school.
They were at JC. They went to school at my school.
Oh,
bro, and everybody was like, oh shit, like. Marviel, oh, bro, I had no clue. I was like, all I was Snoop Dogg, Wu-Tang, and fucking Nas, and Jay-Z, and Biggie, and I was just like, fuck, who are these? And then we had we used to have this, bro, it was like a sing-off, like a choir thing between the houses.
Yeah.
Bro, each of them were in, like, different houses. And,
oh, yo.
Yeah, and I can't remember who I had. And like, because everybody had to get in on it. Bro, yep. She just, one day, G, she just nutted out on everyone. Like, you guys are mud. You little shit. And I'm just like, this little third former, like, holy moly, what the fuck? And then, yeah, it was crazy, bro. And then they were like, they were the thing, bro. Like, nobody fucking Marvel. Like, yeah. I'm like, I see them online, though. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see them.
Lavina and Marina, that they're all doing their own thing as well, which is, yeah. I see them individually online as well.
And then her, I think it was her sister, one of her sisters was like in my class.
Yep.
And I'll talk to you about that off stream. I won't say anything now.
Yeah,
later on, I'll let you know, and then we'll share a little bit of. It was it was crazy, bro. Like, yeah, and then on top of that, bro, we had a pretty musical school at our school. We had Quick and Easy, bro.
Yep.
The breakdancing crew.
Bro, they were when we had Wicked Wizards and Instance Movement on our side, which was
And then they all met together, bringing on. And it was, that was it, yo.
Bro, that's what I miss is like big things like that, like the big battle of the year and stuff, just seeing the kids come together from different neighborhoods and, you know, with the passion for the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? That was cool. That was cool as shit.
And the talent, like, I remember I put something on my Instagram the other day. I was like, what is this? Somebody like, just like do pop stars, but do it like, high schools like going against each other, and get the best like singers, and just like sing them off, and then that would be the jam. And it, my idea though came from like boxing. I was like, why don't we just get the toughest from each school?
So it's kind of like The Voice.
Yeah. I suppose so, but not with the swinging chairs. You just go, yo, you've got. If it was you got Western Springs. Go out to think you've got the best from this one, you got the best from that one. Get an episode together of four schools.
Yeah.
Bring the four together. One plays two, three plays four, and then the final, I'll be off the hook.
For me, the biggest thing is with all these singing things that actually happen in New Zealand, it's so shit compared to the rest of the world, eh? Like,
you mean these tournaments? You know, these reality shows?
Yeah, like New Zealand Idol and fucking X Factor, and if there was more money put into that stuff, and I don't know.
You're probably gonna get in trouble, Donnie, if you keep talking about this kind of shit. Okay, mate. This is potential. You could potentially be on the next one. So let me speak for you, okay? Fella, stop fucking copying America, G. Straight up.
Yeah.
Come up with your own stuff, okay? You got some creative motherfuckers.
We originated that pop star show, right?
Yeah.
With True Bliss.
That's right.
And then that went around the world. Fucking do that same thing.
That dude must be a hella rich, G.
Bro, hella rich. Hella rich.
He must have sold that. He sold that all around the... holy shit. Because, I've seen it in America. I've seen Puff Daddy did one, right? Make the Band or something like that?
I think he did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We need one in here. Nah. I mean, look at fucking... Bro, even like producing... Now, like beats and stuff.
Yep.
Look at the crazy producers we have. Look at Josh. Bro, this dude's like 17, 18, and a multi-millionaire, right? It still lives in Rewa. I see him driving his red Subaru around Rewa all the time.
That's solid.
You know?
It's amazing. The internet has fucked shit up, but then it's also made shit easier. Like, it's like you even see... heaps of the bros getting picked up by like Timbaland and stuff on his beat shows and that. Like, if we had those tools back in the day, that would have been awesome.
Well, what did you guys have? Fruity Loops and fucking. Are you guys doing anything live, right?
We had landlines at fucking dial up. No.
Bro, I used to always give you shit about Hot Gossip, G, because I knew you were on Hot Gossip.
Yeah, nah, fuck, everybody was on Hot Gossip, G. Old HG.
Okay, here's the true test, bro. Do you remember the number to call, G?
377-1375.
shit! Fucking hell, it was two, bro. Fucking 373-3456, G. All goods. Call it up. Give you a little 30 seconds. Hey, what's up? Name's Donnie.
And you had to get that music in the background, you know, like your answering machines and that.
Bro, those are the and so like a lot of these millennials ringing out on the podcast won't understand it, but it was like a dating, it was like Tinder, But it was weird, man. So you had to ring up.
Voice linking.
Yeah.
There was no views of anything. It was all lucky dips.
And you would push like a button. Well, lucky dips. What, are we still talking about the hot gossip on the lucky dips, bro?
You know, meeting up with cool people or not.
And having a lucky dip.
Yeah.
You would ring up and then, bro, you'd have like 30 seconds to speak your truths.
Yep.
And then it would go out, and then they would just, if they liked you, they would, yep.
Yep.
Yep, far out.
Bro, but you had to speak fast, and you only had, I think it was for guys, you only had like 5 minutes, and then it disconnects you, and then you got to try ring back again and try and find the same person you were talking to.
It was. Bro, it was crazy. Struggle.
We had to talk to each other. That was, you know, there's no picture swiping back then. Yep. We had to actually communicate.
And there was no, getting your bravery up over the Texas. You had to straight up, hey, no sliding. What's up? You know,
there was no DMs back then. It was straight out there for everybody.
And if the missus, if Mumsy was out the door, you'd be like, my name's and then get off the fucking phone, G.
Oh, you mean actual parents?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I thought you were talking about Auntie Mumsy's, like, hey, you playing up back then?
Never, bro. I was, I didn't even know the rules of the game to play, brother, back in this. I was just
none
there.
Of us did, my bro.
I was trying to do the deep voice, bro. Hey, ladies, name's Robert. Or come up, names. No. You would come up with like the most exotic name, bro. You'd be like, name's Tyrell. Tyrese from, fuck.
It was some American rapper's name.
O'Shea. My name's O'Shea Jackson. Bro. My name's Brodus. Fuck, bro. That was out the hook, bro. Like,
yeah.
And then it was funny, bro, when you linked up, hey. Fuck, here we go. This is going to be the whole gossip fucking podcast now.
All right.
But when you linked up, bro, you had to hold that lie, eh? Like, you're like, oh, hey. Oh, and then it'll ring back. Is Tyrese there? And it'd be like, oh, who?
I'm going to be honest. I had a fake name that I gave out. And whenever people would call my landline or my parents answered, they're like, fuck, if somebody asks for da-da-da, it's me. Give me the phone. They're not going to ask for Donald. They're going to ask for da-da-da. my parents had my back then.
Oh, choice, brother. Yeah. I think how do you feel about the music industry? Or like, not the music industry, but just music in general in New Zealand, bro. Like, I think, for me personally, bro, I think hip-hop's in a really good spot, bro.
It comes and goes in waves. Like, it really does. From what I've heard, I don't really listen to a lot of music, to be honest. I listen to old shit still.
Yeah.
I'm just stuck in the 90s like everybody else is. But yeah, man, the stuff that's coming up is sounding awesome, and the quality of it even meaner. And it's cool.
I think the producers these days, like, that are doing all this, and it's funny because the producers are killing it, and then, you know, the musicians are, but also like the videos.
Yeah. Bro, everybody's so fucking talented these days, and it's like, how did you learn? Like, oh, I just picked it up.
Just YouTube.
Gee! Yep.
That's pretty much it, though. It's YouTube, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, if you look back at all the Hype Williams videos, and they cost millions of dollars to make. Right now, brothers are making it in their bedrooms. It's like,
Of the, like, even just some of the just graphics, bro, that people are, bro, even not even music video clips, man, just social media people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some of the shit they're doing, I'm like, what the that, like,
bro,
two of us, bro.
Yeah, bro, he's just Nick level. That fella's just crazy.
It's almost like it seems like he's like he used to play rugby elite, but. Yeah. Bro, he's like a full-time like artist when it comes to doing editing and stuff.
Bro, it's fucking brilliant. I'm a massive fan of his stuff. And back when they did that battle, him, Terrell, and the other bro from Welly.
Really? Who? Justin Long?
Is he from? Nah. Not
Regan tried to get him.
Yeah, I saw his failures.
There was Franz.
Yeah, France.
Oh, France. Nah, he's from up here, bro.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. My bad, France.
Sorry, he's the man, bro. Straight up.
Yeah, bro. Seeing all of those three battle and come with the quality of the shit that they came with, there was fire.
Yeah.
Fire. Fuck, they should do a reality show with fucking content creators. And, well, I'm saying too much now.
I know.
You got what I'm talking about.
I already know. I already know, brother. Yeah. But you know what's going to happen. They're going to go, nah, too risky. Get Jono and Ben back in here. Fucking.
Yeah.
God, where's bloody Guy Williams? Where's bloody Di Henwood? We need him.
Get Paddy Gower. He's.
Honestly, I think the stuff that's being put online at the moment is way better than anything they could have done. They could possibly on TV, you know? I think it's just more around like relative shit. Like people have, like I can relate with a lot of people that. Yeah, online. Like, you know, I look at people like Dre Skrilla and I'm like, man, that reminds me of such and such. And, you know, that kind of stuff.
Fuck, even watching Tuvasa's last stuff, like ads that aren't blatantly ads, but they are. But you want to watch it because it's fucking funny and it's cool. And then you're like, oh shit, hashtag Helen Stones. All right, then. Yeah. Get yours.
Burger King. Bro.
Yeah. And I'm right, that was cool.
Yeah. I'm like, go hard, brothers.
Yeah.
Secure this bag, because if you don't, these cats on TV that will have like a camera dude, a boom operator, a fucking all these people to fucking pay. Yeah. And I think like these companies are going to be a lot more clicked on too. You could get heaps more for your buck.
Bro, even your fella's bakery runs with your drones and all your lightings and stuff. Flash. I haven't even been on it yet, but I've seen you.
Don't bring that up here, brother. Okay, you know, you don't want... Do you honestly want the answer to that while you haven't been on yet? Or... do you honestly... Are you ready for that answer, bro? Or you... we'll get you on, bro. What are you talking about? We've had a chat about this.
No, we have. We have.
Don't play me. Don't play me on my podcast, bro. Shit. Bro, it's let's talk about Twitter back in the day, bro, because a lot of people don't know. Okay, this is one thing I wanted to bring up to you. When Twitter was the Wild Wild West, bro.
Yep.
It was so much more entertaining than what it is now.
Yep.
In New Zealand. America still has some funny shit.
Yep.
Bro, there was some out the gate shit that happened.
Bro, we had some good times on there.
Bro, someone, I don't know if it was you, but someone tweeted, you're not a true NZ Twitter OG if you don't remember the pain of how hard Fatima trolled everybody. You remember that? Bro, tell people the story about Fatima, bro.
Wait, was she the chick that... Wait, did she die?
Nah. She was the one that faked that she was like a rooster, and she had the she was Muslim.
Yeah.
But it ended up she wasn't even. It was like somebody else.
I don't think I came to the end of it. Nah.
Bro, it was the most out of a shit. Yeah, because
was she catfishing people?
Yeah, she was catfishing like everyone.
Before catfishing was catfish.
Yeah, but not even in a sexy way, bro. It was just like a everyone feels sorry for me kind of a way. And everyone did. And then all of a sudden, like, it got exposed that she wasn't that person. It was just another dude. And I was like, what the fuck? It was crazy, bro.
There's so many moments on there, bro.
Oh, bro.
Fucking having Jonah or fake Jonah retweeting Eat My Ass. That was goals, bro. You know what's fucked up though is that whoever was running that account had 1.5 million followers from around the world at that time. It was an unverified account. And he was in my DMs like, hey Docs, can you send me through? Bro, and he was asking me to send him through like different tracks and shit. I was like, yo. And then find out it wasn't even a Twitter account at all.
And nobody said anything either.
Nah.
You know, not even Jonah knew, like, you know, at the time. I remember it vividly. And I remember when it got like exposed, I was just like, wow, how the fuck did that slip through?
Yeah.
Nah. What I remember the most about Twitter back in those days, bro, was just the roasting of anything.
Yeah.
And other thing that was cool was the live tweeting. Like everybody would watch the same thing and we would just crack jokes all the time. I remember it was like Police 10-7 was one of them.
Yep.
Everybody would watch Police 10-7 and just be on their phones watching it, tweeting jokes, watching it, tweeting jokes. And probably the master of the jokes was Case.
Oh, bro, Case. Yeah, Case and Tynes.
Oh, they and were... Tynes, yes. And Ben.
Oh, Ben. Who's soldier?
Yeah. What's up? Those three LCA boys just fucking ruled the roost, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where we just slotted in with our 5 cents and went, hey, bro.
What about my joke?
Take my one. Yeah, retweet that one.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
That was before Twitter court feels and the world court feels and everything's too PC to talk about things these days. So I don't know.
Bro,
the world's changed, brother.
There was some real, like, I learned a lot. Like, from, I learned a lot about the world from Twitter back in those days.
What's one thing that
bro,
that you think shit. You...
I learned what cut your lunches. I didn't know what that was. Bro, I was at a really impressionable age, eh? I just had my daughter. I was just like, fuck, you know, like, you know, I was trying to figure myself as a father. And then I would just hear these stories from Case around things that went on at the clubs. And I'm just like, this can't be true. Like, there's no... And then I would hear it from multiple sources. And I'd be like, whoa, like, what the fuck?
What am I missing out on?
Yeah. And then I went out there one time, and I was just like, yeah, nah, this is fucking... I cannot do this.
That's not the life.
But I'm really lucky. That's why I met yourself and Itty and Case and all the bros. And it was a buzz. Man, one time, bro, I was like, I was in town. I was doing my uni course, and Case was like, bro, just come around, bro. I need to live around the corner. So I was like, yeah, sweet as. Fuck, let's go. And I was supposed to catch the train back home to South. And he's like, nah, bro, one more. And we watched the game. And then, bro, I was fucking gone, eh? And then I had to ring my missus to come pick me up, bro. She full on nearly gave me a hiding in front of Case's house. And then Case is just out the window. You're right, brother. All good. Okay.
Fuck. Yeah, no. Nah. I've had a couple of those nights with the bro too. He's just that guy.
Bro. He's evolved very, like, it's beautiful to see his stories, bro.
Bro. Yeah, his journey and the things that he shares. It's amazing how far that fella's gone.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So with the Nations, with the boys, I've got plans. We coming back next year for one love or a thing we don't know yet. What do you reckon?
Oh, there could be a couple of things in the pipeline. They're a little bit top secret at the moment, but it is our 20th year anniversary next year. So we're old men, we're the uncles these days.
Do you see what's some of the buzziest shit that you see with, like, some of these young dudes? Have you ever had, like, I don't know, someone come up like, bro, I fucking listen to your music all the time? You're like, shit. Like,
I get that. And then I realize who their parents are, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I get it. You were forced to. You had no choice. We have, I think for the later stuff, like Sun Goes Down, that where people think I'm a bass guitarist in the band. I get that a lot.
You were in the booth on that clip.
Oh yeah. And see, Etty even insta this the other day, like, fake bass playing and real bass playing with me and Kings. Kings actually playing the bass. So I was like, gee, I'm actually playing the bass in that. And he's like, oh, okay.
Still didn't delete it.
Yeah, no. He just posted my reply on there and laughed at me again. Went, oh, okay.
Oh,
mates.
Fuck, man. Because I think, like, it did. There's this little niche of, like, ages between 35 to 25 that were, like, right in the deep of it. Man, I remember I was working at tell your family and like the boys home and shit.
Yep.
And
yep.
like, because I knew you, bro. And then your songs were like, so I was like, yeah, bro, that's my bro. And they were like, whatever, shut up. I was like, nah, straight. Straight, this is my mate. Yeah. And, like, nah. And then at the time, like, camera phones weren't, like, you'd hardly have a camera phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't go, see, look. But, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's got the landline going, hey bro, is...
Bro, can you talk to these boys, G? Talk to these boys, Al.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, it's him, honest, bro. Honest, it's him. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nah, fucking...
Bro, because, I mean, being Asian Mr. Bro, you would have got a lot of freebies, G. You would have hooked. You would have got the hookups. A couple. What's the craziest thing someone's gifted you, bro?
We were sponsored by Nike at one point, bro. That was...
What happened there?
And Xbox. Nike... Oh, we had the bro, Mike Bruce. He was running like all of New Zealand, and he saw how well New Zealand music and rap and hip hop was doing. So he sponsored a few of us. I think it was us, Scribe, and Severe, and yeah, a few others. We were all sponsored by Nike at that time. And bro, I wish I had the appreciation for sneakers that I do now. Shout outs to the Bigfoot New Zealand boys.
Yeah.
Soul Central cats. But yeah, nah, if I actually appreciated the shoes, like, we had one-off prototypes that would be worth money. And, like, the bro David would be mowing the lawns in them the next day. I'm like, bro, he had these one Air Force Ones. We were all into Air Force Ones. I wish I was into the Jordans back then. But yeah, we're into Air Force Ones. And Dave had these black Air Force Ones with white stitching. But instead of the normal stitching, it was like baseball stitch around the whole shoe, and it was pretty. And this is the shoe I went to his house the next day, and he's fucking mowing the lawns in them. I'm like,
right.
Bruh. Yeah.
It's crazy how the shoe culture is blowing up.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and it's, don't get me started on this.
Bro,
this
is... I had a look on StockX.
Yep.
I had a pair of Air Force Ones, bro. And they were patent leather black with a rose on the side, bro. And they were Rasheed Wallace's ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I got them for $220, you know, regular. I wore them to work because we had to wear black shoes at work. So I wore them to work, it was all goods. And then, bro, I look at StockX now, bro. They're selling for like $3,000. I'm like,
yeah. Fuck. It's crazy.
Yeah. I even had, I had this pair of, they were like Mork and Mindy Dunks, bro. And you're probably like, hey. Like, so they were like shoes that were Mork and Mindy, the TV show with Robin Williams. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They made like a dunk that was like off his show of what he wore. It was like a red shoe with a silver tick, and underneath was like clear, and it had these little stripes because he had stripes on his shirt. And so I had them, and I was like, oh yeah, fuck, all goods. Like I wear them around. And then anyway, one of my bros who worked at Foot Locker, he used to hook me up, bro. Like, I'm talking big time, hook me up.
Mean.
He'd be like, oh, bro, just come in. I'll get it on staff discount. Like, you don't have to wait. Like, just grab them. And I was like, fuck, you're the man. So then I thought, oh, bro, you know, I'll gift the bro these pair because it goes with his uniform. He's got the stripes. Yeah, yeah. I said, here you go, brother. Bro, I checked the other day, bro. They're like $13,000 American.
Oh, shit.
And here's the kicker, bro. I got them from fucking Dress Smart for $40, bro.
That's crazy.
What the fuck, man? I just kept that. And then, I would have, that's 13K American. Shit. But anyway.
Damn.
So you're not the only one, brother, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, but, bro, those Bigfoot dudes are doing some big things too, brother.
Bro, it's an awesome community to be a part of. And for us, it's obviously harder to find our sizes, you know, golden sizes like 9, 10, 11s, and then anything 12 up, bro, it's kind of nuggets to find. And but yeah, no, the brothers all look after each other and look out for each other. You see somebody not picking up a drop and somebody else will offer it for retail or less because they worn it one time, where you go anywhere else and they wore it one time and the price doubled. And it's got scuffs and everything. I don't know. You know,
shout out
everybody goes off their StockX.
Shout outs to the brother Peter.
Oh, bro, Peter is
Peter. Sorry, Peter.
King.
Bro, he always hits me up, bro. And Yeah, he came around and bought a hat off me, G, and I was like, yeah, my G. But he came around, bro. I said, here, just come pick it up. And then, yeah, he's the pro.
Bro, he's a goat. He's held high in the Bigfoot community.
And then I go to the bro, I go, well, what are you up to now, bro? And he goes, oh, I've got to go and just deliver a couple more pairs of shoes and then send some down to Nelson. I'm like, bro, holy, this is a full-time gig for the bro.
Yeah, he doesn't. And he holds down the day job as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's the man.
Because so Xbox had you on.
Yeah. No, we had Xbox sponsored us. We got the first Xbox 360s.
Bro, is that the bro Tolan G?
Yeah.
He's the man.
Back in those days, so we got hooked up with all the sample games and stuff that before they came out. And
bro, okay, I'm gonna ask you this, brother. Okay. Did you ever, bro? So Xbox, I know the bro Tolan, bro, because you know, I used to work in that industry and he was the man. He sent, bro, I think it was for the 360s. It was like this package, you probably fucking don't even remember, but it was this package, bro, and it had this little screen in it, bro. It was like, it was almost like an MP3 player, but it had a screen in it and it was like on a lanyard. And then you pushed it and then it would like, you don't open this till midnight or whatever. You bring it out, bro. You open it up. It was like a little promo thing, and the little video would play on it, bro. I got. Well, you can't remember. I got one of those, bro. Okay, here we go. Here's a flex, brother. Okay, one of those, and I figured out how to fucking hack it, so I could put any video on it.
Solid,
right?
Yep.
But then what I did was, it was like small, bro. Yep. So I put it on a chain, right? And then I would put like camera on videos on it. And I would just fucking walk around like, yeah, boy. And I'd play like shit on it, bro. I thought I was the man. I had like, bro, Dipset all day, bro. I was rocking around with my pink polo. I was going for it, bro.
Bro, I don't think we even got that necklace thing. I would remember that. That's flash.
Yeah. I was shocked, bro. I was like, what the fuck? They're giving us like these free like MP3 kind of or MP4s players?
Yep.
So yeah, it was buzzy.
Nah, I was getting my thrills over the new skins that were coming out, you know, that you could, that faceplate you could change.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I got a new faceplate. Nah, you got a flash screen on a necklace.
Bro, that faceplate was the jams, though, G.
Yeah. Nah, all the boys used to jailbreak off. What's the word for the...
It's chip modded ones.
Yeah, we used to mod all of ours and... They used to hold all our movies, and we have the transfer days where we go catch up with each other, and you know all the good stuff.
Yeah, bro. That was the early days of the pirates, brother.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people knew about the early day of the Pirate Bay, where you had to go to the video shop and.
Oh yeah, Pirate Bay, and if you're get the gangs, LimeWires and Napster. Yeah.
Bro, times. It was hard to get your music off Napster, bro. I'm just gonna be honest.
Bro, you know, it was cool that we weren't, like, not a lot of people had, people had CD players. I didn't even have a CD player, but let alone a CD player connected to your computer that you could rip music to the internet. So we were in a really good place where people still hadn't figured that out properly with their first album.
Yeah,
so we sold units.
Because I had you fellas on tape. I remember that. I had you fellas on cassette. And then, I didn't have like CD players I had. But my rotations were simple, G. It was you guys, it was 2-Piece Specific, and it was Mace Harlem World, G.
Oh, bro, Harlem World. Yep, that's the jams.
But you know on Mace Harlem World, bro, Jay-Z and DMX are in it before they were even famous. Or not famous, but Jay-Z was in that shit. He had a track on there, bro, with Mace.
Fuck, I'm gonna go have a listen.
Bro, straight up, I was like, hey, is that Jay-Z? And then, it is Jay. It was like, fucking, because I'm on that bloody Spotify non-premium at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
When I play Mace, it just goes to any Mace song.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
Jealous Guys, bro. Jealous Guys are still the jam.
My one was 24 Hours to Live, G.
Oh, yo.
That's what all DMX is on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, I'll have a proper look.
Bro, rest in peace to the homie.
Yeah, bro.
Did you see that video when he was in Parirua, bro?
Yeah. Done. Yep.
Fuck. You would have been around this, not the scene, or not, you know, Did you hear it? He would have heard about
it. I think
it
was like a Creek Fest. So Porirua have a thing called Creek Fest. We played at one, and I think that was the first time we met Rads at Creek Fest. But yeah, no, I think he had a show in Wally at that time, but the promoter had links with the person holding the festival. So said, nah, got to bring him through.
That shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah, I vaguely remember people talking about that. I was like, whatever. Did make sense to play at the fucking park.
Fuck and then, yeah, he did. Yeah, and then we see the videos. And there's even a PNC was like, yo, that's me in the corner. And it was him in the corner.
Yeah.
Bro, what's around your that area of things coming up? Who's... Is there artists that you're like, fuck, they should have... They were talented enough and they should have gone a lot... Like PNC comes to mind for me. But is there any others that you're like, bro, I wish they got a better shot at it?
Bro, there were so many. Off the top, that's hard. But there's a whole bunch that I thought would be a lot bigger than they are. Or crack, yeah. Like, one of my ones that... Like, don't get me wrong, he's done amazing, but Vince Harder is one of those guys. And like I feel like he's just so talented. He should have been way up there, way more than he is. Now he's on the TV show doing the latest Pop Stars thing.
We just finished shitting on Pop Stars.
And then yeah. Shout outs to the bro. but not the show.
I think, well, his stuff with P-Money was the... Or like his claim to get on.
Yep.
And then he did the Simba stuff, right? He did the Lion King stuff.
Yeah, Lion King stuff. Mm. And then just all his covers and working with other artists on YouTube, those are amazing. If you have a chance, go have a listen. Oh. His mashups and that, and they're all dope. There's so many talented people that had talent, but I don't know if their direction was pushed the right way at the time. So,
that's the thing too. Is like, I've noticed this lately. Like, a lot has changed between the first time that I've talked to you and now.
Yeah,
for me, and I notice there's just a lot of build ups, people.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people that will go, "Fuck, bro, I can fucking, bro, we get you on, G. Fuck, you're way too talented to blah 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 blah," and never do shit about it.
Yeah.
You must have had a lot of that, like, coming up, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And a whole lot of people asking for favors but not giving them back and stuff. But, yeah, you know, we'll leave that there.
It's confusing. But here's the thing, bro. Maybe this is just me asking advice, bro. But I just feel as if a lot of people will try and, I don't know, they just want a piece of you, a piece of your brand or whatever. But then, instead of them saying, bro, I love what you're doing, they say, bro, I can make you bigger, bro. I can get you on, bro. We can get you funding or we can get you money. But then when it actually comes down to time to actually get that shit, they're invisible.
They don't. Yeah. A lot of the industry's like that, bro.
And it's kind of like, bro, you want to like say, oh, mean, bro, what do you need? Just in case something fucking happens.
Yep.
But then there's another part of you that says, nah, these fellas all eat us.
And that's why I reckon a lot of these kids just finding their own ways of doing things because they've been told this, but then they just find their own way of doing it and then end up blowing. Like, yeah.
Bro, like I said, bro, it has been a fucking, for me, bro, personally, like, it's quite cool, like, talking to you because, bro, the first time that I talked to you on this, I was like, fucking, I had no clue what the fuck I was doing. I was just like, let's just talk to, and, oh, bro, I'll come clean, brother. I got you on, G. I got you on because I was like, okay, I know you, but I know you have a story. And then I was like, okay, if I can interview Donnie and I can kind of be, you know, I can try this thing out, because I was trying, like, to find myself as an interviewer.
Yep.
Because I knew I had John Campbell the next week, right? So I was holy fuck, how am I going to do this?
Yep.
And then getting you on kind of like broke the ice a little bit. And then I had another interview after that, I think. And then I had John. So it kind of, it was scary, bro. I was fucking scared as shit.
bro. Congratulations on everything you've come through, bro.
Thank you,
like,
brother.
Watching your progression is fucking awesome, bro. And I tell people, like, they're like, oh, what's your favorite? What's your favorite instrument? I'm like, Tim, Timprovise. Oh, like, it's the first time you just feel relaxed. You're not under pressure to answer shit. You don't have to answer these fucking normal questions.
Yeah.
And, like, to see you go out of your way to like, dig up shit, you know, Nardwa people. That's fucking awesome, bro. Chip. It's a choice.
Right, it was, and, like, your feedback made me, okay, cool. I'm onto something, you know?
I mean.
Because you afterwards you're like, bro, this is the coolest shit, bro. Because I don't have to. And you said the same thing. It's like, I feel like I've been interviewed, but it's like, but all good. It's like, I'm not going to get in trouble for saying anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel as if mainstream media will never be ready for that ever.
Nah. See, but that's why you bring out the Shaq, Mudgy.
Oh, don't get me started on the Shaq. I'm actually scared that the Shaq is going to get me fucking canceled, bro.
You reckon?
Oh, nah, but like sometimes I sit there, like you'll see me, bro. I'll sit there and I'll throw a line to Regan and he will just say some out the gate shit. And I'm just like, and you'll watch it. If you go back and watch, you can see a few times I'm just like, ah, like I'm just like laughing. Ah, and it looks like I'm fake laughing, but it's because I kind of am, because I'm like, you can't say that, but all good.
Yeah.
All good, Smudgy. Bro, the one coming out on Thursday, bro.
Yep.
Yo, it's a good one, bro. I'm not gonna. Right. Okay, so yeah, I won't give it away, but yeah, it's one of those ones where I'm just like, fuck, Regan, you're extra cunt. You're too extra for me. It's funny, and the funniest bit is writing it. Like, so we get on a Zoom, bro, and we just like talk shit, and then I just start writing down stuff, and then he'll start writing, and then. All of a sudden, we've got like 12 skits, and I'm like, ah, mean, let's get it filming. But, bro, you were, and a lot of people don't know this, but you were the first, again, bro, you were the guinea pig for us, my G.
Bro, you know, I got you, my G.
When you showed up, bro, I was like, yes, boy, let's go. And then that was good fun, but we can't give that away because, you know, that's coming out later on.
All right.
But we'll get it, bro. But, that's the thing. I just think that I don't think mainstream. Media will ever kind of be ready for that kind of shit.
See, but I don't think mainstream media are on the same level as this kind of shit. Like, you look at our social media influencers and stars, bro, half their shit that they joke about is way off. Yeah. Way off. But they still got love from the people, you know? It's like you said, it's more relatable. It's you're being in touch with what you know. So, bro, nah, keep doing what you do, my bro.
And
that's it.
Here's another funny thing, bro. A lot of people don't know what it's like to have a fucking $1 million batch in Tauranga and a Tesla. Oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like these well-off media people, they'll never get there because they can try. But at the end of the day, bro, like, you know, it's all around who you are as a person. And that shines through way more, you know?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Bro, there was a couple of others that I was like, coming back to that music question around like people that I thought would get on and really push the envelope. And there's like, bro, there's some rappers, G. I'm just like, far out, man. Like Cyphonetic, bro. Like, I know he was a bit out the gate, but bro, he could spit, G. Like, but even, bro, and here's one of the dudes that I reckon is in top five MCs in New Zealand is Mareko, G.
Like, oh, bro, yeah. Yeah, I was just about to say,
watching that Dawn Raid doco, I was like, because, you know, they all set him up and it was all good. And then they were like, oh, yeah, and then Scribe came out. And I was like, fuck. It's so true, man.
But Rex is fucking, bro, he's next. He is fucking smart. Like, the shit he comes up with, he just paints pictures with his words. Like, even now, I don't know if you've seen his
Southside Barbecue. Oh,
bro, his narrative on there is fucking amazing, bro. Like, it's like just the shit. His punchlines and his fucking just speaking is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that's on top of his cooking skills.
I know. But, bro, I watch his videos and get inspired to start writing stuff for the bakery run because I'm like, I need to stop saying the same shit all the time. I need to be a little bit more expressive. And then I watch his stuff and I'm just, part of me gets like, fuck, I can't do that, bro. He's like a genius with his shit. But then yeah. I'm like, okay, we'll just try. Just try. You
just
know?
Give it a go.
Just give it a go. Do it in your own style. But yeah, like, you know, yeah, because he's so imaginative, bro, and just a fucking, yeah, just a man.
He's a beast, bro. Yep. Yep.
I listened to, he did like a mixtape called, is it Pride Rock? When he did it when he was like, I think it was like last year or the year before.
With JB?
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Some of the, some of the lines in there, and I'm just like, God, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, he didn't lose it with time. He got even beastier, bro. It's just, he's the man. Yeah.
I think like now, bro, like Tom Scott is like top tier. Like he's the level for me. I'm like, yeah, but INF from Switter is just killing it too, brother. Like,
oh, bro. See his Switter boys.
Freestyles, G, that he puts on.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Him and Spike, bro, they're just, those fellas, too talented. Wordsmiths. Mellow Downs, he's on at the moment. Just heard, I was listening to, what was it, Mai the other day, and they talk about the Waiata Anthems thing.
Oh, yo, the pie thing, right?
Yeah, where they changed, like, one of their songs into Māori, into Te Reo.
And, would you guys ever do that?
Wouldn't mind, bro.
That'd be mean.
That's mean. I heard Waka in Te Reo. That was dope. All of that stuff's cool. I like that shit. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It gives a new spin to your music and gives a new meaning as well. So
imagine if you guys did that with, like, bro, every language. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's multicultural in Indonesians.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's mean, brother.
Well, that's why we all try to individually just chuck a little bit of our who we are into the songs here and there. Just let it float on the mainstream and like, oh, what does that word mean?
Yeah, you should.
Sonny.
Yeah, just sneak a hearty giffy in there somewhere. And then just...
Fuck, I think we tried to in the polysaturated intro, but yeah, no, it got. Yeah, I think we decided, would be better not to.
Oh, but, bro. So like, it's been cool. It's been cool to have this journey, bro, but it's been cool to get like you being my first guest and also like just following me and helping me and supporting me, brother. So I appreciate you even came out to watch me do stand up.
Bro, that was mean. When's the next one, my
bro? Oh, bro, I knew you were gonna ask it. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Maybe that was, I think some of the stuff I said, okay, I might get in trouble. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I can say that a lot. Someone might get offended, but there was a massive, there's a massive like comedy like festival thing happening, and yeah, I've been but I was too busy, bro. I got too much on. Yeah.
Nah, you're fucking jack of all trades, my bro. It's mean. It's mean.
Anyway, my bro, I always love popping it up with you, my brother. Thank you so much for coming on, bro.
Mean is
all right, and bro, we'll get you on in another 100 episodes. Nah.
I'll be the filler in guy, bro. I got you. I got you, my bro.
Hi, my brother. Thank you so much, eh?
Super lad. Take care.
There you have it, fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for the time again. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Peace.